and the Rosh and Yudalam and Aleph.
It is you.
And Nitra Mimei Benoi, towards the bottom of the page. Some of you might have this actually on Amma Bays. So you'll absolutely have to find it. Saber the Masis and Koiz. Go back on the case, the end of the Mishnah. So the case was that he started his own. The child was born, so he has to interrupt his own. The case of the Saber the Mishnah. He's mekabel the naziris for the son first, and then the present naziris second. So he starts counting his own, and then the son is born. So he interrupts his own, and he does this, does the one for the son, and then he goes back to his own. And during that time of beno, he was became tome. So Rabbi Yochanan Bar Soyser said, just like it we know that when the person becomes tome, tumas meis. It interrupts his naziris, and he has to start over again. It's also such to the original, the other naziris as well. So it's the shaloi, the kibun, the hipsik beemtz and naziris.
What daf?
You dalid.
Yeah. Hiskol limnois es shal benoi. Kul naziris arichtihi. It's all one long naziris. So let's say the case was he's from a Kabul. A 30-day Naziris for himself, and then the child is born 15 days later. So he does 15 days is for the one Naziris, 30 days for the second, for the Naziris of the son, and 15 more for his own. So on day 40, he became Tomei. So so he's done 15 of his own. He's done 25 of the son, so the 25 of the son he has to start over again. But he has to start over again the 15 of his own as well, because it's one long naziris. We apply to all of them the rule of quote v'hayomim harishonim yipolu. You lose all of the days which have been kept so far. Okay, and Rish Lakish disagrees, but the Rosh puts out a bereshit murder of Yerchon the enosay surako. The Rashi says that when he was Makabal, his own Naziris first, and then the Naziris of the son second. He starts counting his own, and the child's born. He ignores the child, and he finishes his own, and then he starts the child. Now he becomes tummy during the second set of during the time of the child. It doesn't affect what he's done for himself. The ancestor are called Kiman the Kor Hishlim as Shaloi, because he's his own. Time has been finished first. So let's say our scenario: he did 15 for himself, 30 for the son, and then another 15 for himself. And day 55, he becomes tamei. So 30 for the son is finished already. So the tumah doesn't affect it. His 30 that he has to do. Which he's on now on day 25 of that. He did 15 before the child was born, and now another 10 afterwards. He becomes tamei, so he loses his 30. He has to redo his 30, but the 30 for the son has been completed. Okay. Then we had a case of nidbe b'meitzarato. So Omer already knows their mayayim. Let's say, for example, the person says, "I'm a nazir for 100 days," and hiskol limnois, he started his naziris. When he started, and he became a mitzvah. Rina, come on. The mechaluta enam oilam, that while he's in mitzvah muchlot, those days don't count for naziris. It doesn't. It's not mevatel what he's done until now. See, let's say he kept 30 days of naziris of his 100, and then he became a mitzvah. So, meanwhile, the naziris is on hold. And when he finishes the naziris, he continues counting from day 31 or not.
Sorry.
Then, but God made him so strip.
Why is more assuming there the okay?
Mitzarato, you go lay out, you have a carbon mitzarato, V'yashim yimei nazirah shehifsik. If Salah is that a mitzara became, has to go through a process of tahara. Part of the tahara process is giluach. So he will do giluach and then complete the rest of his time. Now he became tamei during that saras time. Now became tamei tumas meis. Tumas meis is mavatla naziris. So Rabbi Yechon Mesoyser, kibush anit b'kadam shehishtam yimei naziris. Naziris arichtihi. It's all one along naziris. And he became tummy during that time. So even though it's on hold, can't, but he still has a dinner of a nazir, becomes tummy, it's about what he had until now. Rishlokha says no. We need to say both cases, both the case of Nitma B'mei Benoy and the case of Nitma B'mei Tzaratoy. And the more explains the Tzricha, fine. Okay, we're holding on the Gemara. Nitzav v'yom v'yom gidol sar. Okay, so the Rosh gives an example. A person was a regular mitzara 30 days, and day 15 he became a mitzara. Regular nazir, 30 days, and he became a mitzara on day 15. So he just said, so that time, he doesn't lose what he's done until then, but he has to go through the process of being a mitzara, and then the process of tahara of a mitzara, which requires a giluach. So now, on day 15 of his naziris, he interrupts, goes through the whole process, and he cuts his hair. He has 15 days more to finish for his naziris. Doesn't lose what he's done until then. The problem is that at the end of the naziris, he has to cut his hair, and the hair growth to be valid for the halacha of cutting the hair for another has to be 30 days worth of growth. So he has to keep 30 more days, 15 to finish his naziris, and 15 to grow his hair long enough. Now he became tamei during those 15 days. So day 35 of his kiyum naziris, so 15 days of naziris, he did the whole process of being a mitzera. That doesn't lose anything, but meanwhile he has to cut his hair. That took about however long it took him, and now he's starting at the zeros again. So say, no problem, 15 days in the zeros, he's done his 30 days in the zeros, but he has to do 15 more days because of his hair. He became tummy during, see, he hasn't brought his carbonus yet, he hasn't done anything yet, and he became tummy. Sinitum Yom Gidol Sar Rabba Brein Rasoyser. So the din of Yom Rishonim Yipul doesn't apply. He's finished his 30 days in the Zeris. So the fact that he became a Tomei Meis doesn't make him lose his Zeris.
So it sounds like it's in the second period, the third period really. There's a first period before the Mitzvah, the second period after the Mitzvah to make 15, and then another 15 to...
For the hair growth.
For the length of hair.
Right.
We're talking about being Nitma during that last set of 15.
Correct. Okay. So, Nitma B'yam Gidol Sar. I should have used the not easy numbers of 15. Okay. It'll be more clear. So... He became tummy during this last period of time, which is only the reason why he's in nazir is because he has to grow his hair. So his naziris is finished. So Rav says, "Ener soyser." I feel Rabbi Yochanan Amar soyser, even like Rabbi Yochanan said before in the two cases previously, that it's soyser. Panimila hechel the carbon naziris. That's because he's during his naziris time. He's put his naziris on the hold because of the naziris for the son, or because he's a mitzara. But he's in the middle of naziris. The gidol sar mishna naziris, but that which he's keeping these days for hair growth, that's just to finish off. That's not part of the naziris. That it should be mevatel the naziris. Shmuel Amar Soyser. Shmuel says the opposite, that it is soyser. And I feel that Reish Lakish, Dabra ain't a soyser, even like Reish Lakish was said in the two previous cases that it's not soyser. Because Hasam Shein Naziris, Ha 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 Nazirusa, Over there, Rosh Lakish says that, well, he started the Naziris for himself, that he put that on pause and started the Naziris for his son. While he's doing that, he's not doing the Naziris for himself. So, therefore, if he became Tameh then, he's not Tameh during his Naziris. But over here, this is how he has to keep his Naziris. So now, during his Naziris, which has not been finished yet, because he didn't bring the Karbonis yet, he became Tameh, so he's Soyser. Okay. Let's see the Rosh. Nitbi Yom Gidlsar. Kagon Stam Nozer. A regular case of a Nozer, Shanit Stari became a Mitzar in the middle. Yom Tarosa Megaleach, maybe Karban Roysov, so he has to go through a haircut process. Mitzar Limlois, Oid Lamed Yom, Le Gidlsar. So he has to then keep 30 more days. That his hair should grow long enough. Milvad Hayom Rishonim Shemona Kadim Shanit Stari. Even though he counted days beforehand, which are valid days, because you can't get a haircut with, unless there's been a growth of hair of 30 days. Or Rekhanim Gilchua list him. He was a nazir and he was forcibly shorn after he'd started his naziris. So, Sark Leman Limnois Lamed Yoim Legidol Sar. So, he counted part of his Naziris, and then they forcibly cut off his hair. So, he has to start growing his hair again for 30 days before he can bring the Karbonis. After the 30 days of the Naziris have been completed, you make Gidol Sar before you finish the days for the hair growth. He became Tomei Pligir Rav Shmuel. Now, the more is lashon of the Yom Gidol Sar, something like the day. That's a strange lashon. What the Yom Gidol Sar will El Nokad be Meitzarato? So why is he use the plural over there and the singular over here? It says, be made Serato during the days of Serato. We're here because it says, during the days of Gidol Sar. Over there, by definition, there are many days. But over here, it's possible that it's only one day. If he kept one day and then the second day he became a Mitzara, so the one day counts and he needs 29 more days. Well, he needs 30 days for growth and 29 for Naziris, so the case of he became Tomei on day 30, which is after 29. He needs for Naziris. It's the one day he needs for hair. So it's only one day that he needs for hair in that case. So it's possible it's just beyond Gidol Sar, but it could be there many days as well. Okay. The Rosh is just dealing with a language issue. It should bother you. The Morris says Lush, before the Morris said Nitba be made Sarato. How many days is Yemei Sarato? How many days is Yemei Tzerato?
Rabin.
Here says B'yom Gidol Sar. Well, that's singular. But the case I gave you, it wasn't one day, it was 15 days. I became a Mitzar on day 15 of his, after 15 days of Naziris. Right? So he needs 15 more days for hair growth at the end, right? So why is it singular? Because it says there could be a case where it's singular. It's possible case there's just you only need one more day. Hashem Shem Naziris, Shaloi B'Shal B'Noi. So Rish Lakish says over there are two separate Naziris. V'chein Naziris L'chud, but Tzeras L'chud. In the case of Tzeras, during the days of Tzeras, according to Rish Lakish, we look at it as if he's not a Nazir. So, that's why it's not Soyser. But over here it is Soyser. Okay. Fine. Zot the Gemara. Omer of Chista.
Said that
So both Rav and Shmuel, which argue in the case of becoming Nita B'yom Gidul Sar, so what'll be if he he got to the point where he brought his karbonis, but he has not cut his hair yet. So he's had the karbon is brought, the dam is nizrak, and then he cut his hair. And now, kolmodim shim kiddush sar bedam ein lo tekam. So then he became tomei tumas meis, right by after he's already been mekadosh the sar bedam, which means he brought the karbonis, the zikas dam was done. But his hair is still there, and then he became Tomei. So he became Tomei before he cut his hair. But he brought his Kribonis already. So Elot Takana. So he has no solution. Right now, the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara assumes that means that. So theoretically, what normally happens is he has to become tor from his tumas meis, cut his hair, and then count 30 more days and cut his hair again. Well, when he becomes tummy from the tumas meis, there's a set of karbonos that he brings and he cuts his hair. And he keeps finishes. Then he has to read the nazirus again over because he loses all the days. And then he brings karbonos, cuts his hair. Can't cut your hair without karbonos. So the karbonos of tumah again. He can't bring the karbonos of tahara again because he already brought his karbonos. So he can't cut his hair. So that's the worst assumption right now. Let's figure that out. Aliba the man. Who is this going like? Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer. If he's going like Rabbi Eliezer, which we're going to have later on in the Masechta multiple times, Kima Domer Taglachas Makabis Tech Maloisi Belister. He holds that Rabbi Eliezer holds till he brings the korban, he can only drink wine. I'm sorry, till he cuts his hair, even after he wrote the korban, he cannot drink wine, which means he's still an ozer. So he's still an ozer. During the time of fulfilling his neder, he became tameh. So I don't care if he brought karbonos. He wasn't yotzer. He has to start over again. He can bring karbonos a second time. So of course he can cut his hair then.
Okay.
He says taglach al makabis that till he cuts his hair he can't drink wine. Taglach he's during the time of being a nazir. Belister and it's soiser is nazirus, which means he goes through the full process of correcting by becoming tor, getting bring her bonus for tumah, getting his hair cut and bring her bonus for tumah, then recount the 30 days and bring another set of karbonis and cut his hair. So great. Obviously, we're going with the Rabbanon. Ha'amri taglachas lo makevis. The Chalmers say that he's allowed to drink wine even without getting his hair cut, which means he's not an ozer anymore. So what do you mean there's a problem? I mean, he has the mitzvah to cut his hair. So you know what? So he'll figure out how to cut his hair. But regards to the dinim of finagas and zeros, he's dumb. So what does it mean that he has no solution? What problem? The problem of drinking wine, he's allowed to drink wine already. He's allowed to metabolize mason. He's not an ozer anymore. So what's the problem? So the Morse says, I don't get it. So the Morse says, leave it to Rabbanan. We're going to the Rabbanan. What does it mean? He has no solution. He can drink wine. He can metam on the mason. But mitzvah giluach, he can't fulfill. Because the law is, while he's tamei, he can't. He doesn't cut his hair while he's tamei, so the mitzvah was to cut now, which he will do. He'll cut his hair later, but the mitzvah giluach he's not going to be able to fulfill.
Um,
Okay. Fine. Zuck the rush.
So, this would be, in a certain sense, similar to an onus that he became tummy. And that he can cut his hair later. Or will cut his hair later. But he loses the mitzvah because he loses, because it's not at the right time period, etc. Somewhat similar to somebody, let's say, that doesn't have the phone available. Time passes. Even the next day, they come, they let him become available. Late that day, they could become available.
So I'm not sure if he would cut the hair the next day, what the halacha is, but I'm assuming it's not a kiyum. Mm-hmm. Right? Zok de Rosh. Hakomodim Shim in Kiddush Sar B'Dam Ein Lo Tekana. Hakomodim means Rav Shmuel, the Pligi Benitva B'Yom Gidol Sar. That they argue if it became tummy during the extra days for hair growth, etc. Instead, Shim Kiddush Sar B'Dam. What does the words mean? Klamer Yishin Israq Dam Karbanosav Ba'od Saroi Kaddish. So they did drink his dam while the hair is still growing, it's still Kaddish. Tadakanim Gidol before the hair is cut. The Gidol Sar Mikri Kedusha. So it was called Kiddush Sar. His hair is still Kaddish. And Badam, the blood has been Nizrak. And then he became Tomei. Elon Zakonot. Because the Morris is assuming it means Shaloy Yochel Galeach, Litamel Mason, Loyalam. He never can finish the process and get a heter to be Mitamel Mason. Since he became Tomei now during this window, after Zvika, he brought the Karbonis, but before he cut his hair, we're thinking, they changed the gears over here too. So he can't bring the karbonis again because he can't cut without bringing karbonis, which he can't do. So he can never cut his hair again. So Mor says why? Eliyahu the Rebbe Eliezer Kimelam Taglachas My Kavis. Rebbe Eliezer holds that till he cuts his hair, the locha is the fila hevi karbonosim. Also Lishtris Yain the Tavla Mesim Achi Galeach. Rebbe Eliezer holds that even after the karbonis are brought, he has to deal with Nazir with all of these sermon. So he loses his count, and he's got to go through the entire process, and then go through the Nazir. So, Tahor process. Now, the Russians brings a side point. So, it's Soy Surako. A part of the Kamon, the Omer Rebbe Eliezer, Kolach or Melois, Eno Soy Sur. Rebbe Eliezer holds in a case where he finished his 30 days, hasn't brought the Karbonis yet and became Tomei, he doesn't lose the 30 days. So by definition, he's bringing the Karbonis, means he finished the 30 days. So I understand you're saying that he has to go through the process. What do you mean he loses the 30 days? So more answers. Mashani, my sister, Karbonis, Lachas, Zayin, Yomi, Karbonis. Means he lost his Karbonis. Not that he lost his count. So he has to go through the entire process of the 7 days of becoming tar from Tumas Meis, and it brings the Karbonis again. So it's so not the count of the 30 days because of a different reason, because the 30 days are completed already. But it's so that he's not Yotze his Karbonis because he became Tomei before he cut his hair. So he goes through the tire process, rebrings his Karbonis, and cuts his hair. So what do you mean there's no solution? Of course there's a solution. He's not during the 30 days, because it's after the 30 days. He doesn't need to redo the 30 days. But he can bring the Kabbalists again. Elamai the Rabbanan. Who Amri Taglachos Loma Kevis. Loma Ba'achos Havos Kabbalism Mutalishus Yayin with the Temple of Mason. If you look at that, even before he gets his haircut, he's letting the Temple of Mason. So what do you mean he has no solution? If I'm talking it's Mutter, so then there's no need for a solution. And look at the color of the mitzvah Giluah. The Kiman Shehavi Karbanoisov. When he stalked in Zirusa below Giluah, means the Nazirus is finished, but he didn't cut his hair yet. So, I feel like Migaleach, even if he'll cut his hair right now after his thumb, Iker mitzvah Giluah, the Krua B'Adam Tor. The mitzvah Giluah is referring to a person who's Tor. But Venus Soyser, Kelekayim, Mrs. Giluach, we're not going to say, well, therefore, since he can't do Mrs. Giluach, it should be not be Yotzer Karbanos and redo it. That's not true. Batara, the Bahamut of Rabbi Shmuel, and that's what Rukh is saying, that Rabbi Shmuel agreed to that. So the Mrs. Karbanos is Yotzer. The Mrs. Giluach, he lost. Okay, let's hold it here.